Shabbos Aveidah. Today, I'm going to talk about not quite a regular Shabbos Aveidah. Normally, normal Aveidah is Aveidah's Momoido. A person loses money, loses property. Loses her property. Today, we're going to be discussing Aveidah's Gufoy. A lost body, a lost person. The Gemara Bava Kama, Pe'al from a base, learns out, Chazal derived from an interesting word, V'hashevoisoy loy, the Pasuk says. Grammatically, v'hashevoisoy loy in the Pasuk doesn't mean you return it to him. It means you return him to him. You return him to him. The Gemara says, from here we learn that if somebody's lost, Gemara there talks about a toye ben akromim, somebody is stuck in a vineyard, lost in the countryside, there's a mitzvah to go and get him out to rescue him. Aveidas gufo, v'hashevoisoy, you have to return him to himself. Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel, takes it further. Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel says that from here we learn the classic mitzvah of Hatzolah, the mitzvah of Minayin, L'royes Chaveiro Yishu Tevei Abano, you see somebody drowning in a river, you see somebody Chayo Goyre Rosso, Listin Bo and Olo, whatever, maybe a person's in serious trouble, and Sakona for his life. You have a mitzvah, Sashomas Aveda, derived from the posuk of V'hashevoisa Eloi, a mitzvah to save this human being. Ramosha and Igris Moshe, just as a side point, he asks Akasha, I had to share myself, I learned the Gemara. Habostaf and Apostle. Kavachoyma. If there's a mitzvah Sashavas Aved and Avedas Mamoinoi, so you can learn from a Kavachoyma. Avedas Kufa. If somebody himself is lost, if his own body is in danger, Kavachoyma you have to return. Habostaf and Apostle, a special drosha from Chazam, Ashevoy Soiloi. Ramosha's got a chiddish in Tshuva and Evan Ezra, Lamates. It says a chiddish, you could have thought, just like a roifa needs special permission to be allowed to heal somebody, because otherwise you would think that you can't get involved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. So he says, in the same way, if somebody's losing his life, and he's losing his life in a way where it's not really shaykh refuah. I mean, if you leave him there for a second, for an instant, he'll drown, or if you leave him for an instant, his life is almost is ebbing away. So although we know already from the psukim by refuah that you're allowed to do regular refuah, but you would think in this case, because it's not a regular refuah case, you shouldn't get involved. If someone's drowning, it's meant to be. It's meant to be. That's what you would think. You would think you shouldn't touch him. So you have to have a posuk to say that no, v'ashevoisoy is a mitzvah. Okay.
You could say the same by a chayfetz. The Rebbein Shem made them lose it. Why should I get involved?
He says, that comes under tzedakah, he's machalak. He says, because there, but it was meant to be lost from him. The tzai was meant to have until somebody found it. That's what it was meant to be. The tzai was until somebody else found it. Like somebody's ill. Masha. Ill with refu. Here, he says, the person is dying. The etzem, he's over. He's already, he's a kid. Avudim and kola olam. If not for you, walking past. He's talking about.
Okay, well, if I say that the one who found it, the Shemayim became to found, he should do a mitzvah to give it back.
Okay. Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel. The Shia is going to be based on this Gemara mainly. What can we learn from this Gemara? Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel brings this Rosha, Hashavas Aveda, this week's Parasha, Hashavos Eloi Aveda Skufa. The Gemara asks Akasha. Gemara asks, why do we need the Pasuk of Hashavos Eloi? We can learn it out from Reisamoy Dadam Reecho. There's a Pasuk, Reisamoy Dadam Reecho. That's actually the Pasuk which is the Makor for the Mitzvah of Hatzolah. The mitzvah of saving another Eid is learned from Leisamo, don't stand by Adam Reecho. So Gemara asks, why do I have to Terei Kroi Lomeli, why do I have to have a posuk v'hashevoi soiloi to return somebody who's Aveda Skufo, somebody who's drowning or somebody who's lost? You can learn out from Leisamo Adam Reecho. So you fret the Gemara. Says the Gemara, one line answer, one and a half line answer, we can give an ashif and hand bizmogan on this answer of this Gemara. Gemara says the following words. Imei hosom, zot the Gemara, if I only had the pasuk of a hashevois eloi, havamina would have said, hanamele benafshe. You've got to only do it, you've got to do whatever you can with your own body, with your own actions, you have to help somebody. Avamitrach umega guri, but to then go rent, go put the effort in and hire workers or pay money to expend money to try and save somebody. Somebody's drowning and you can't save him yourself, but you can pay somebody else. You could do something to go and mitrach to put effort umegar aguri and go rent workers or helpers. Eimel loy, I would have said not. So from the pasuk of a hashevoi soloy, I would have thought I'm not mechuyev to spend money on this. Kamash Malon, so I have to have the posuk of Lo Samoid Al Dam Re'echo to say that you've got to spend money as well. That's the Gemara. So again, from the posuk of Hashem Voice Eloi, I would think I'm only chayiv to do whatever I can with my goof. I've got to do whatever I can with my actions. And Lo Samoid Al Dam Re'echo is mechadish, not just with my actions. I've got to be in the Loshon Al Gemara, mitrach, to put in the effort, umegar aguri, liskor, poelim, to rent workers, do whatever it takes to pay money to rescue somebody else. The Marcheshes says, Avcheshtenish the Gemara. What you're doing over here is pikuach nefesh. His Loshon is pikuach nefesh worse than any other mitzvah in the Torah? The mechuyiv levazveis, you're supposed to spend ad choymish mamoinoi, until a fifth of your wealth. So if you only had the posuk of Vahashe Voisoi Loi, you would think you're not mechuyev to spend money on somebody who's drowning. Chashtemish, he says. Why is this different to any other mitzvah? All mitzvahs, you spend money in the Esrog, spend money on other mitzvahs. Well, there's a halabin in the Gemara that for the mitzvah of Hashovas Avedas Gufoi, I have no mitzvah to spend money, as if at the Marcheshes. So Marcheshes has two answers. He says, either you could learn that the halabin is that I'm only mechuyev to spend up to a fifth of my wealth, like any other mitzvah, I say, up to 20% of my wealth. Kamash malon loisamoid al dam re'echo, loisamoid zoch alois, I say. And by alois, I say, you've got to spend b'chol moed echo, Gemara learns, you've got to spend all your money. For love, you've got to spend all your money. So the havamina was only at choymesh mamoinoi, and the chiddush is, you've got to spend kol mamoinoi. Okay, that's one answer of the Marcheshes. Nochateret, he says, the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, that there are various cases, exceptions, when you're not actually mechuyev Hashavas Aveda. One of the cases, one of the exceptions, there's three cases brought in the Gemara. One is when Zokin ben Levi Chavodai. One is Kohen Bebeis HaKvoras. One is Shelcho, and when you're going to lose money, you're going to lose your own money when you're going to return somebody else's Aveda. You're not mechuyev to lose money. Gemara Dashin says from a Pasuk, Efes Kiloye Becho Evyoin, that I'm not mechuyev to return somebody else's Aveda when it will come at an expense to myself. Says the Marcheshes. So the emes is that because the mitzvah Hashavas Avedas Gufoi is learned from Hashavas Aveda, that's what it's learned from B'Mekor, you would think that it's got all the rules of Hashavas Aveda. You would think that just like Hashavas Aveda, if I'm going to lose money, I'm going to lose time off a job, I'm going to lose other money by returning some of these chayfets, by Hashavas Aveda, I'm not mechuyev. Torah wasn't mechayev me to be mafsid moment to lose money to return somebody else's money. There's no logic. Why should I lose money to return somebody else's money? So you would think the same thing applies also by Avedas Gufoi as well. So you would think you're completely potter. Unlike other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, it's takachayev ad chomesh mamoinoi. But here you would think you're potter completely like a regular Shavas Aveda. That's why the posuk is mechadish. There's a Gemara from the Samay Dam Re'echo that you've got to spend ad chomesh mamoinoi or maybe even kol mamoinoi. Shlomo Kluger, in his Hagos on Choshen Mishpot, came along with the earth-shattering Chiddush. I imagine it was very controversial at the time. I think today it would also be something which would be difficult to digest. Came along with the following Chiddush. Along the lines of what we just said, Aveda Skufoi is primarily learned from Nitzos Hashavas Aveda, and the Marcheshes says, if not for this Gemara, you would think that you're bound with the limitations. If Hashavas Aveda is potter, when it comes to, when you're not mechuyev to lose money, by Hashavas Aveda, you're potter also, Aveda Skufoi as well. If not for what the Gemara says, that you have a posuk of Lo Samoid Adam Re'echo. Says Shlomo Kluger, Oy Bazoi, the other patur, Zokein Ve'enoi Lefi Chavodai, which is a patur by Hashavas Aveda, and the Gemara over here says that Aveda Skufa is learned out of Hashavas Aveda, and the Gemara says we don't need Lo Samoid, we only need Lo Samoid to teach me you have to spend money. That's the only thing we need it for. Says Shlomo Kluger, Oy Bazoi, if somebody's in a situation of a Zokin, the Einoi Lefi Chavodai, someone's drowning, and it's not Lefi Chavodai for him to go and rescue that person. So Shlomo Kluger, you potter. You have no Chiv to save another Yid when it's Einoi Lefi Chavodai, when it's below your dignity, you have to try and imagine a case. But if it's below your dignity, if a person, if the matzel will suffer a loss of kovod abrius, he's not mechuyev. Again, what's the raya? The raya is because the Gemara says that Aveda Skufoi is the same as Hashavas Aveda. It's learned from Hashavas Aveda. And we only need Lo Samoi to teach me that you have to spend money. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Why didn't Gemara say different? That if you learn from Hashavas Aveda, if you learn from Hashem Voice Eloi, you would think you're potter when you end Lefi Chavodcha. That's what you think. That you're chayiv, even when it's ainu l'fichavoid. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara could have used that as an answer. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara doesn't mention this chiluk between Shavuos Aveda and Lois Amud. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say this chiluk when it could have said it is a raya that for everything else, Hashavuos Aveda and the mitzvahs Lois Amud are on the same level. The only difference the Gemara can find is about spending money, mitrach or megar aguri. But the Gemara doesn't say there's a chiluk legaba zokim ein l'fichavoida. This chiddush of Shlomo Kluger took the world at the time by storm. Many gedolim at the time argued with Shlomo Kluger. The question was, how do you argue with them? It sounds difficult to digest. Someone's drowning, someone's in danger, and I'm not mechuyav to save him because not l'fichavoidi. So it's below my dignity. How do you digest this? So one of the chachomim of the era wrote in a letter he wrote to the Kli Chemdo, he says, Kli Chemdo, the mayor Don Plotsky, he says to him, what do you think of this chiddush? It's kois of chiddush, what do you think of it? And this kois of the Chochon Echad writes to the Kli Chemdo that I think this chiddush is not true at all. He says, Vaket, he says, Gemara Soita Chof Alav Mabeis is describing what's a chosid shoita. Vos is a chosid shoita. Gemara says, a chosid shoita is somebody going to Kotovo Itzo Banara. There's a woman who's drowning in a river. The Oman, he says, "Lav oirech ara latzira." It's not derech eretz. It's not covered. It's not right. It's not sneers. Lehatzira. The Gemara says, "Lechosid shoita." He says, if that's the case, anyone who says that's not nefich avoidi to rescue somebody who's in a dangerous situation is a chosid shoita. The Kli Chemdo brings that others pushed away the raya. The Gemara didn't say he's a rosha. The Gemara, if he's taka, if it's taka true, that there's no patur of Zokin ve'en l'fich avodai, and the Gemara wouldn't have called him a chosid shoita. Gemara would have called him a rosha. Yeah, because you know, over l'sam adam re'echo. It's mashman the Gemara that you're chosid shoita because you got the wrong calculations. Because really, it's not right to say such a thing, and it should be l'fich avodcho to rescue somebody. That's why you're chosid shoita. But it's mashman the Gemara that if you taka have a person, if you can find a case of somebody who it's be'emes en l'fich avodai, then taki's potter. If the Gemara there is saying that you're wrong, that you can't make such a cheshbon of en lefich avodai, the Gemara would call you Rosha. Gemara's mashma, that you're only wrong because that's not called below your dignity. And therefore, you're mechuyav to save her, this Isha who's tovas banor. Lemaisa, Reb Shmuel, Shiva Ponovich, he pushed away very strongly the Shlomo Kluger's chiddush. He says, the Gemara of Metzia, Eile Metzias, says, how does a person, a Zokin, measure whether it's called a Ficha Voido or not? How does a person know whether it's a Ficha Voido to return this item or not? Says the Gemara, Kol Sheba Shaloi Machzin. If you would do it for yourself, if you would return this item, if it was your item, if you'd pick it up in the street, if it was yours, then you mechuyav b'shachaveiro nami machzin. Don't kid yourself. If you'd return it for Yenem, for yourself, then you're chayav to return it for Yenem, because it's not called Eile Ficha Voido. Sokrab Shmuel, how do you have a case of Eile Ficha Voido? If somebody else is drowning, going in danger, what if the Zokin is walking past, if he was in that matzav, he would have a chiv and he would definitely save himself. He would do whatever it takes. Eibazoi, it's considered kol sheba shaloi machzi. It's considered you would do it for yourself. It's not called Eile Ficha Voido. So Shmuel says he doesn't bechlal hold of this chiddush of Rabbi Shlomo Kluger that somebody who is Eile Ficha Voido is not mechuyav to say. Shlomo Kluger himself brought another raya. A raya from the Tesanta Gemara, Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about a man. Gemara says, Maisa ba'odam echot she nosan einov be'isho achas. It was a person who was nosan einov be'isho achas. Ve'helo liboy tine. He became ill. He wanted to be with his isho. Oboro v'shal ro'ifim. They came to ask doctors. And answer Gemara over there, what was happening? He had his einov be'isho achas, and at the end of the day, the doctor said, all he has to do to heal himself is just to saper imoy. If she talks to him, achor ageder, he'll be fine. And the Chachomim said, no, she's not allowed to do this. Yomus, he should die, v'lo to saper imoy ma'achor ageder. Shouldn't even do that. Gemara they discuss is, what was the situation there? Why couldn't he marry or be with this woman? Says the Gemara, pligi bo Rabbi Akiva idir b'shmul manachmeni. Chad Omar once has eishes eishes. Okay, eishes eishes. Also even a saper imo. The Chadam, the other one says, Panuya Hoysa. She was single. So the Gemara, Elamandam a Panuya Hoysa, my Kulahai. What's the problem? Well, he can't be Mesaper with a Panuya, can't talk to him, Achur, Agede. If it's going to heal him, what's going on? So the Gemara, Papa Oma, Mishum Pagam Mishpocha. Rashi says, Mishpachas Isha, Shaho you Boishim Badova. They were embarrassed. People, they were embarrassed. Mishpachas Isha, therefore, for that reason, the Chachom said that Yomus Va'alta Saperimu. If this man is dying, and all that's at stake is the family of the Isha are embarrassed that he wants to have a shaykhis. So this should be moichel the embarrassment. It's covered the prayers, it's bizoyan, beseder. Well, you're not mechuyav to be moichel, you covered, you bizoyan, you busha, in order to save somebody else. So Mishlema Kluga is a raya from this Gemara, as if it's einoy lefi chavoydoy, if it's not according to your dignity, if it's going to cause a loss of dignity, you're not mechuyav, even for pikuach nefesh. It's a first Gemara. It's like, otherwise, she was a penuyo, she was not an Eshesish. The only problem was, Rashi says, Bizoyan, Mishpachas Isha, Boishin, Badova, they were embarrassed. Arrive from that Gemara, that you're not Mechuyev to be Moichel, you're embarrassed, and otherwise, the Chachamim should have said that the family of the Isha should be Moichel, they're Bizoyan. Kichemdo pushes away that Rav. Two very interesting pushaways. One, he says, that the Bizoyan over there would have been continued even after this man would have been saved. And he says that even if the mitzvah of saving somebody else can be doicha anything, anything in the Torah, but it can only be doicha what's happening at the time. Any aver you have to do at the time. Any mitzvah you have to do at the time. But to be doicha something which is continuous, which will even be there even after the matzah of pikuach nefesh has gone away, that it can't do. That I can't do. And over here he says, the bizoyan, the pigam, the pusher for the mishpocha would have been there even after this man's life would have been saved, and therefore, pikuach nefesh won't push it away. He says, in the case of a zokin walking past a river, someone's drowning in a zok, ein lefi chavoydi, it's temporary loss of dignity. Temporary loss of dignity, v'mochuyu to be moichel. But long-term loss of dignity, loss of dignity will continue even after the pikuach nefesh situation, like not mochuyu to push away.
Why isn't it a long-term loss of dignity for this zokin to jump in the river? Yes. People will talk about it loil and void. Why? Yes. They'll say it's pasnished and he jumped into the river and he did that and he touched a woman. It can go on for longer than just the idna.
People naturally forget.
So people talk about, no?
The other dechui is that the pagam over there for the mishpocha was not just for her family who were gedolim, it was also for the katanim as well. When they would grow up, they would also be embarrassed. And the katanim allowed b'nei mechila. You can't ask them to be moichel. But what he says over there is different. So that's Rav Shlomo Kluger's chiddush, and ein lefi chavodoy, and it's all based on this Gemara, because the Gemara compares avodas gufo to hashavas avoda, and the only chiluk the Gemara can find between regular Shavas Aveda and Aveda's Gufo is Lagaba paying money, and that, which made Rosh Shlomo Kluger say that Lagaba in Lefich Avodah, it's the same. The Minchas Chinuch has the same line of thought. Minchas Chinuch is talking about a case of somebody who's drowning in a river, and as you walk past to save him, he says, don't save me. Al Tatzileini, don't save me. Or, even more extreme, somebody is Ma'abadatz Moiladas. Abadatwa, somebody who wants to. Zot Michas Chinuch, do you have a mitzvah of Le Samoid Adam Re'echo to save somebody who doesn't want the help? Do you have a mitzvah Le Samoid? Zot Michas Chinuch, no mitzvah of Le Samoid Adam Re'echo. Why? He says, because Bahashavas Avedim have a concept called Avedim Idas. That if somebody wantonly, deliberately loses his own item, or throws it away, you have no chiv Hashavah to give it back to him. You have no chiv. Zogdeh, if Aveda's Gufoy is learned from Hashavas Aveda, it would have the same connotations. And if it doesn't, why didn't the Gemara say that? Because again, this would be a perfect answer for the Gemara. The Gemara doch asks, why do I have to have Loisamoid? I can learn it out from Vahashe voice to Hashavas Aveda. If it would be true that if somebody doesn't want the help, somebody doesn't want the Hatzolah, that you're chayiv to save him, the Gemara should have said that's the difference. By Hashavas Aveda, you're not mechuyev to be meishiv somebody who doesn't want it, and by someone's life, you are mechuyev. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So again, the Minchas Chinuch is again using the same line of thought of Reb Shlomo Kluger, learning out from what the Gemara didn't say, that somebody who's ma'abed atzmo ledas, aveid midas, by aveidas kufay, so Minchas Chinuch, you're not mechuyev, you have no mitzvah to say. Lemaisa, already in the Roshonim, Shtei Mefurish Nishtat, the Maram Rottenberg broke down in a sefer, the Ravid Hazov, brings down the Maram Rottenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh, he says Mefurish Nishtat. He's in the sugi of Esam Adam Re'echo, he says that if you're walking past the river and the fellow says, Tseveach al tatzi leini zogt ma'am Rottenberg, not just you have to save him, you're mechuyev to save him, you can charge him for all the expenses that it costed you afterwards, look, even though he didn't want the help. You can charge him afterwards, we'll come to that more later, we have a chance. You can charge him afterwards, even though he was Tseveach al tatzi leini. So the Roshonim already say mefurish, nishtazai. But the shaila is, Mechas Chinuch's raya is a good raya. If it's true that you're mechuyev to save somebody who doesn't want the help, why didn't the Gemara say that? That's the chiddush of Esam el Dam Re'echo. That's the chiddush of Avedas Gufoy, different to Avedas Mamona. So again, the Klichendo comes along with two very nice svaros. While you can't apply the whole patur of Aveda Midas by Avedas Gufoy. He says, firstly, he says a person is not a bailim on his own body. The reason why you're not mechuyev to return somebody's mammon, if he doesn't want it, it's his mammon. He can get rid of it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't have to keep it. Oh, but al gufoy va'al nafshoy is up to klichem. The person is not a bailim. In fact, the Radval says a beautiful thing. The Radval says, why is it when a person walks into Beis Din and he's moida hodoas baldin, he says, I'm chayev to pay me money. We believe him and he's chayev to pay. And he can't back out. He can't change his mind. Hodoas baldin yosim me'edim. But if a fellow walks into the basin and says, Ichob gesen chazer, hey, pook, give me Malkus. I was Machal Shabbos, give me Misa. Why don't we say a Doras Baldin Kameh Eden Domi? Why is there a Doras Baldin? Thought the Radvaz, you know why? Because Odom Bailim Alma Moinoi, Veina Bailim Al Gufoi. You are owner on you own your money, therefore you have a right to say, Ich bin chayv to ploy money, but you don't own your goof, therefore, unless two Eden come along, basin, I'm going to take your word for it that your body is chayv to be punished. Not Bailim Al Gufoi. Zot. The Klichemdo, if that's the case, then the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush is not true. The Shtemes, why? Because Aveid Midas by Momon, you're not Mechuyev Lehachzeh, because Odom Bailim Al Momonoi. But Aveid Midas Al Gufoi, the person's not a Bailim Al Gufoi. That's one Svara of the Klichemdo. Other Svara of the Klichemdo, he says, if somebody's Ma'abed Atzmai, or he's saying Al Tatzileini, he's doing an Avera. He's not allowed to. Pashas Noach, we learn it out. He's not allowed to. Odom Nafshon, Shevach Adam, Odom, Gmor. He's not allowed to. It's not alone. Afrushi Meisuro. You have to save him because you're stopping him doing Avera. So again, two smoras. One is because he's not a Bailim al Nafshon, and one is because Nafrushi Meisuro. Big Nafkimina between the two smoras is Legaba, somebody who says Al Tatzileini or somebody's Ma'abad Atzma Ladas on Shabbos, if you can save him. On Shabbos. Can you be mechalal Shabbos to save somebody with ma'abat atman das? If you go with the swara, the second swara, that the reason why you're allowed to is afrushi meisuri, stopping doing avera, I'm not allowed to break Shabbos to stop somebody else doing avera. Gemara says many places, do we say to a person, chatein, tell a person to do an avera, to stop you doing an avera? So I can't break Shabbos. If you go with the first swara is that he's not binding malgufo, he's not allowed to bechalal do it, and therefore you have the regular mitzvah satzola, it's pekuach nefesh. The Chido Nerachaim Shin Aleph Sivo brings down a Maisa. Brings a story. There was a Naro, he says. Sheshosasa, she drank some Hamoves b'Shabbos. Seems b'Pshia. There was a Chochom who was there at the time. And he was able, he knew on a day Kabbalah had to write a Kamiya. Kamiya, in order for her to throw out this Sama Moves to become healed, this Chochem wrote a Kamiya on the spot. He wrote some Shemus of Hashem. He put it on this Nara on Shabbos, and she immediately threw up, she threw up the Sama Moves and she survived. And they brought the Shalom to the Chidor. Was it correct what this Chochem did to write to Kamiya on Shabbos to save this girl? Big machlokes between the Chachmei Adori whether it was the right thing or not. And the Chidor said that as far as he was concerned, he was very happy what the Chochem did. It was okay. It was correct to do. Pekach nefesh doich Shabbos. His only issue which he has with this whole story is, the Rambam says, in Prisha Mishnayas in Yuma, in Perches, Gemara there is talking about unconventional medicines. And Rambam says, you're not allowed to be Machel Shabbos to do Pikuach Nefesh if you're using Refuah, he calls it Refuah Alidei Segula. If you're using sort of non-conventional systems to try and heal somebody, you say something, you can't Machal Shabbos in such a way. You could do it through regular Refuah, but Refuah Alidei Segula you can't. So Chidol says he's not sure if this writing a Kamiya is a Refuah Alidei Segula, and therefore maybe you can't break Shabbos. Says a Klichen, but from this Chidol you see that he argues on the Mechaz Chinuch. Because in this case, the Naro who was Shoyza Samomova, she did it badass. She did it intentionally. And yet, the Chidol was quite happy with people trying to save her and break Shabbos in the process as well. So, the Klichendo Lemaisa concludes that this Svara of the Mechaz Chinuch is nisht emes, is not true for the two reasons mentioned before. One is because a person is not a bainim al gufoy, and one is also because lafrushi meisur. The shali is, going back to the gufa sugya, going back to the Gemara itself. So the Gemara says that what we learn from the Samoy Damre Echo is that you chayev lemitrach ulemegar agur. So I spend money to save somebody, whether the person wants the help or not. I spend money to go and save somebody's life. Can I be toveya them badin afterwards for the money? Can I take him to court to say, right, I saved your life, I spent this money, I want the money back? Can I ask for compensation from the person, the nitzel person who benefited? So Lamaisa, very interesting. All the Rishonim say, all of them, the Medayik, the Yadramah, the Rosh, the Rav de Bava Kama, the Medayik from the Lashon HaGemara, the words of the Gemara are, the Gemara says, Mitrach Omega Aguru. You've got to put the effort in. Mitrach. They say, what's this word mitrach? If you've got to spend money, spending money costs money. Well, why does it say mitrach? So they say, all you have to do is be terech, is lay out the money. To be terech. But you're not mechuyev just to lose the money, and you can charge, demand the money back from that yid, from the person you saved. All the Rishonim say this. It says Rav Shmuel, what's Takab Shat? I mean, when I spend money in other mitzvahs, I don't get the money back. I spend money in the Esrog, I don't get it back. I spend money on any mitzvah. I can't be. So why can I be tovea? Why can I demand back money from the person I saved this lacha mitzvah? Shmuel explains that a mitzvah which is lachaveiroi, you can be tovea money. All the mitzvahs which you can't get money back for is Rav Mokum. But a mitzvah which is lachaveiroi, just because I've got a chiyuv to do it, and to spend the money, doesn't mean that he's not mechuyev to pay me back. Anything lechaveiro, he says, you're allowed to be motzi momon from yena. The shaila would be, what happens if you know the yena hasn't got the money? If you know the yena hasn't got the money, are you mechuyev to go in and step in and not just lay out the money, but you know that the money will go le'ibud? That's already a big shaila. It's mashma in the Roshonim, in the Ramah, in the Rosh, it's a shtickle mashma, that you're not actually mechuyev to save somebody if you know you won't get the money back. Again, it sounds like a very, very big chiddush. Sounds like a big chiddush. You're not mechuyev to spend money if you know you're not going to get it back. The Klichendo says that all they mean, the Rishonim mean, is that midin mitzvahs loisamoid, you're not mechuyev to spend money under loisam adam re'echo if you won't get the money back. But under mitzvah stoker, he says, stoker, pidyon, shivuyim, there's many other mitzvahs which are mechayev you, it's just not under loisam adam re'echo and not under the mitzvah of Hashem Oizaloi. What the differences are, why it makes a difference, that the Klichendo discusses. I think for today we'll stop there.
I'm going to start giving him a try. I'm going to try to get him a try.